The Chinese president's calling for efforts to speed up the development of the modern vocational education system and cultivate more high-quality technical professionals. Xi Jinping says it's necessary to reform training and schooling modes, as well as management and support measures related to vocational education. Official data shows that nearly 31 million students are currently acquiring skills in over 11,000 vocational education institutions across China. Premier Li Keqiang says Beijing welcomes the active participation of companies from the United States and around the world in China's reform and opening up. He made the remarks during a virtual dialogue with U.S. business leaders and officials from the U.S.-China Business Council. The premier says mutual benefit is the essence of economic and trade relations between China and the U.S. He says trade between the two countries in 2020 increased despite multiple shocks, which indicates that conditions and opportunities for cooperation exist between the two sides. Participants from the U.S. said that avoiding conflict and confrontation and putting bilateral relations back on a constructive track are in the common interests of both sides. U.S. federal agencies have recommended that the use of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine be paused due to cases of rare blood clotting. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, says the recommended pause of the shot is out of an abundance of caution while an investigation takes place.
This is a really rare event. If you look at what we know so far, there have been six out of the 6.85 million doses, which is less than one in a million. So remember, this is something that we always, out of an abundance of caution, to give us a time to take a good look at it and see if we can get further information.
The CDC and the Food and Drug Administration say they're reviewing data involving six reported cases of people who developed rare and severe blood clots after receiving the shot. All six cases occurred among women between the ages of 18 and 48, and symptoms occurred 6 to 13 days after vaccination. Fauci called on people to pay attention to symptoms associated with the blood clots, particularly between 1 and 2 weeks after the shot. South African health ministers announced the voluntary suspension of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine rollout. The health minister says the decision follows the recommendation from U.S. federal health authorities to pause that single-dose vaccine. He says there have been no reports of blood clots developing among people who've received the vaccine in South Africa. The country has given the Johnson & Johnson shot to more than 289,000 healthcare workers. However, South African health scientists have advised that the decision made by the U.S. CDC and the Food and Drug Administration cannot be taken lightly. Mexico plans to begin phase one clinical trials of a locally developed vaccine against COVID-19. Health authorities say that trials on humans will be carried out between April and May with around 100 volunteers aged between 18 and 55. The Patria vaccine has already demonstrated its effectiveness in preclinical tests on different species of animals. The Chinese women's national football team has booked its spot at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. Team China drew 2-2 with South Korea after extra time in the second leg of Asian qualification playoffs and progressed 4-3 on aggregate. Team China joins Australia and hosts Japan as the three Asian nations taking part in the upcoming Tokyo Olympics.